This recording, Lebanon 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I did my undergraduate degree in Lebanon, focusing on business studies. After that, I moved to Qatar for a year. I worked in consulting and auditing over there. But that didn't last too long. I wanted a change, so I wanted to further my education. And I decided to continue my master's degree in London. So I moved back to London for a year, where I studied finance. And after that, I applied for a job back in Lebanon to try and try working there again, but I missed London, so I decided to go back and continue my PhD. So that was a dream of mine, to continue my education in finance. Usually during summertime, I would visit my family back in Lebanon, and I would go up with my uncle to the mountains, to one of the highest mountains there called Sanin, and we would spend the day there barbecuing and just right under the sky, no clouds, so you're way high enough, you're over the clouds, and we spend the day barbecuing and eating and going on hikes. And at night, we would set up the tents and spend the night there. The next day, when you wake up, you would actually see the sun rising from behind the mountain. So sunrise is actually from behind the mountain. So that's very a beautiful view. So the formal written Arabic, you would say, At-taqsu fil kharij jamil, which means the weather outside is beautiful. In Lebanese, or the informal dialect, you would say, Ta'as barra halo, which means the weather outside is beautiful or nice.